Welcome everybody to another episode of Guerrilla Gospel. We are going to, you know what I'm saying, just hit a quick one again and let you know that, hey bro, I get it, right? You don't want to believe in nothing righteous, but you want people to actually treat you right. Whether it's your wife or your husband, your kids, or your parents, your boss, or your employee, all this type of stuff. And what I'm trying to figure out is that, how is it that you don't believe in nothing righteous, you know what I'm saying, but you look for righteousness to happen in your life? You know what I'm saying? I'm like this with it. Okay? You don't believe in Jesus, a person that came just to do the right thing for God. Not came as God. Not came and said, worship me, have a birthday of me, have statues of me, give me all your money, all your firstborn kids. No, no. All that stuff goes to God. When it comes to your kids, your firstborn goes to God as preachers. Okay? In some traditions, some people firstborn goes to a sacrifice in some kind of way. And I get that. But is it the people's fault that's misled, or is it the preachers that teaches the misleading of the path of God? So I'm like, you know, I can understand why you would hate Jesus or why you wouldn't believe in Jesus, because you don't even believe in yourself. You don't think you could be a good husband. That's why you got married and still committed adultery. You don't think that you could be a good parent. That's why you had kids and abandoned them. You don't think you could be a good wife. You don't believe in yourself. So why would you believe in anything right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a harsh way to put it, but I mean, come on, right? If that's the only thing Jesus did was to come and just do the Lord's work and die for it. It wasn't even meant for him to die. God just knew that, hey, this man is going to die because of this. Because he knew the world was just that ratchet, that blind, that selfish. You're that selfish to think that you should have a job, but this man and his family shouldn't. They should live on the streets, eat out of trash. That's selfish. Nothing righteous come out of your mouth, none out of your thoughts, out of your ways. But yet, you don't want nobody to do you nothing evil. Well, ain't that something? If that's the fact, bro, I mean, come on, right? If that's the case, right? The whole purpose of Martin Luther King marching, you know what I'm saying? Why do people believe in that? He only did something righteous that Jesus did. And like other people came and done. He didn't come and have no gambling debt. He didn't come here and had no flock of prostitutes or anything like that. No, he came and did a Million Man's March, which a lot of things caused up to it. Like, you know, the fools that said that cheapskates are those who catch the bus and walk. Wow. You know, and I really liked that TV show until then. I really did. They so arrogant, come to find out, to the point that they're perverted in a lot of ways and everything else. And I really don't dig it. I'd rather watch Family Guy. You know what I'm saying? If all this is going to happen, I mean, come on, right? But see, this is the upper class part where they cool on the way they do things, but lower class ain't cool the way on they do things. They could talk about people and all that type of stuff, long as they poor and all that type of stuff. But you can't talk about rich people and all that type of stuff. See where I'm getting at? But sucker fool is sucker fool, man. And when it comes to it, there's a Million Man March of sucker fools that's following behind the legacy of a lot of people that sacrifice their actual blood, flesh and blood, their spirit. Well, they ain't sacrifice their spirit, because their spirit belongs to God. But their flesh and blood, they sacrifice for the goodness of this world. And there is a lot of sucker fools that are marching in the shadows of these people. And they mislead everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, come on, right? Let's just chalk it up, bro, because it's dead. You know what I'm saying? You're only out here doing righteous causes and all that just for your own selfish gain. Just chalk it up, admit it. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, one thing I know about, you know what I'm saying, Satan, you know what I'm saying, they're going to let you know who they are. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, when it comes to, like, gangbangers, they're going to let you know they're gangbanging. You know what I'm saying? One thing about the streets is they true. They all about truth. A lot of these other people, bro, just a bunch of lies. They don't come out and tell the truth about nothing. So, I mean, you know, that's our little quickie right there. Hope you enjoyed.